Last Task Force report, Water-Land Interface, KY.
Thank you, Chair. The Task Force on Water-Land Interface had its 11th meeting on the 18th of August. It was a short meeting, obviously, because two task force meetings were scheduled the same day. There were much more controversial issues in the meeting that followed. So let's give it a shot. But having said that, we only discussed one item, but a very important item with very significant impact on the future of our Victoria Harbour and, in fact, of our city as a whole. The item was the science of climate change. The Hong Kong Observatory was invited to brief the task force on the climate change and its impact on Victoria Harbour. And they point out that the effect in rise in sea level and the frequency of extreme rainfall events caused by global warming effect was very evident. And the scientific data and prediction made by them will serve as the reference, and that will be very useful reference for relevant government departments to make assessments for flood-prone areas. And in view of that, members of the task force agree that this presentation was very useful, and we intend to invite alert government departments, the relevant departments, and hope that they will come to future meetings to brief the task force on what are we going to do in terms of preparing contingency plans early on. We hope to invite departments like Training Services Departments, Civil Engineering and Development Department, Planning Department and Marine Department on various issues on the corresponding measures in terms of waterfront planning, urban design, port and drainage work, et cetera, to cope with this I would say non-resistible change as a result of the climate change. And so that is just a precursor of what we're going to do in future of going to various departments.
Thank you. As you say, a very important item, very important item. Franklin, please.
Thank you, Chair. Personally, I find from that meeting that KY chaired to be very alarming, because what I learned from that is that in 80 years, then the coastal area of the harbourfront would be flooded every year. That means what we are planning now probably won't work in maybe 50 years' time, because what we plant there would be flooded every year, then no plants would be surviving. And what we built there would be also corroded by the seawater, etc. So what we have been planning haven't taken care of this important issue. And I don't know whether after that meeting there is already a task force formed by the departments to at least kick off the discussion about how we should cater for this somewhat inevitable change. Thank you.
I think, in fairness to the administration, I think a lot of work is going on in terms of planning, but we do need to keep a watch on the situation, I think. Resilience. Paul, quick one, please.
On the climate change, I think one of the areas, what we asked for as well is to see if we could see that soon the areas at risk for flooding due to storm tide events or due to heavy rain day events. So whether that could be shown to us as soon as possible, so we know which areas we should be focusing on. And I hope those maps can be shown to us soon before we have all the various government departments. The second thing I'd like to point out is that we had a meeting which lasted around 80 minutes. 40 minutes of it was spent on the climate change. 40 minutes was spent on some other issues. And the two other issues that were raised are not minuted here. But they dealt with the fact that we have not only licensed vessels in our harbour, but also unlicensed and unregistered vessels, which are of a large number. and that we should have a better insight in those numbers, and that somebody within government got to do that. Marine Department says they can't identify them, but the Home Affairs Bureau could often identify them if they go to the sports clubs and start make an inventory of them. So this work is outstanding. It needs to be done, and it's been identified in this meeting over a lengthy discussion that we had. The second point that was raised in this meeting, and that was also a lengthy discussion, was the how do we manage the seawalls of the various promenades. Currently, LCSD doesn't do seawall work. They don't do landing steps. They don't do bollards. They don't do anything supporting the marine infrastructure. The Marine Department doesn't do it because that's not their job. So who does it? And that question has not been resolved. There is a proposal which we made, is that you set back the promenade by a short distance and then make sure that they separate the seawall from the promenade and make sure there is space for bollards and other fixtures that boats could attach to. This issue is now being raised for Yau Tong. We've seen it in Kwun Tong with the bollards that have been rescued, where now we have pieces of glass making sure nobody can tie up to them. And we now have the discussion at Kai Tak at the Children's Hospital about the waterfront. Again, we don't know how to deal with the seawall at the same time that we do promenades, and we need to address that. It has to do with how government is organized, and it needs to be resolved within government of how we're going to fix that. And unless the government takes it head on, it will be a problem. The problem will keep coming back around the entire Victoria Harbour. So those are the two additional issues that were raised. Both of them, government needs to respond to how they're going to act on that need that we have to make a better harbour front around Victoria Harbour. Those are two issues of principle, but they unfortunately absent from this meeting notes.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure they're in the minutes of this meeting, and also we'll ask KY to follow up with the next task force on licensing and seawall management. Okay, thank you.